This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, joined by Steve Krause, sports editor of the Daily Item in Lynn, talking some North Shore basketball here. And Steve, I guess, I don't know where to begin, but let's begin with the Lynn Classical girls basketball, or girls basketball in general. They had a overtime win this week, or last week rather, against Lynn English High School, and they're having a pretty good season.
They are. They're 5-3. They beat Malden Thursday night, and of course that come from behind over English, which was pretty much it was one very strange, improbable game. And because with 4 minutes to go, English was up by 12 points, and Classical just couldn't do a thing. And all of a sudden, somebody turned the switch on, and the whole thing reversed, and English couldn't do a thing, and Classical started hitting, and they, Paris Wilkie, with no time left on the clock, hit 2 out of 3 from the line. That tied the game, and you can imagine what that must be like for her. And then they go up by 4 in overtime, and then this kid from English throws up a prayer. And it bounces, a three-point prayer, it bounces off the backboard and drops in. So now it's a one-point game with 1.3 seconds to go. And, you know, there just wasn't enough time after that. But
yeah. And I've watched some of the girls' scores this year, Steve, and they, you know, they're really up and down. They're kind of weird looking at that. In other words, it's hard to predict, based out of the two previous game, what's going to happen the following night.
Yeah, well, I guess you could call that parity in a way. You know, some of the traditional powerhouse teams really haven't been powerhouses. I think Revere might be one of the class teams of the league, at least in the Northeastern Conference. Elsewhere, St. Mary's is starting to get its legs now. They got off to a rough start, but they've won 3 in a row, and a good win over Saugus the other night. Saugus hadn't lost a game, and they came in and it really wasn't close. And you know, I would have to think that Jeff Newhall over at St. Mary's really liked that game.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, in the other game, I know that the Classical English night, the girls were playing, the boys are playing, and you know, not surprised Classical won. I know they're a very good team this year in the boys' side, but the margin was big. You know, in that game.
That surprised me. You know, English is English. Classical is Classical. And, you know, you're just kind of conditioned to just think going in that those games are going to be wars. You know, the only time in my memory that they weren't wars was when English had those very, very good teams. And, you know, then still it would be like 10 or 15 points. It wouldn't be an absolute runaway. But Classical's pretty good. They don't have a whole lot of height, yeah. But English, I don't know, sometimes you just come a cropper, you know? That's I guess that must have been what happened to English the other night.
Steve, anything else, whether it be recently the Bovarini tournament in Lynn, St. Mary's boys, or anything else you want to pick up on that you've been at?
Well, I just want a shout-out, if I could, to Matt Cross from St. Mary's. He's back in school. As a matter of fact, I was talking to him yesterday. We're going to have a story in the paper on him Monday. So I was talking to him the other day, and he's in pretty good spirits. For a 15-year-old kid, he's got a pretty good head on his shoulder. But listening to him describe what happened to him, you know, and his reactions to it at the time it was all going on, it's pretty interesting.
Let me just jump in. It's Matt Cross from St. Mary's football as well, who had who broke his leg in the in the Super Bowl game, 6'7" freshman, and would have been a big important part of the basketball team.
Yeah. The basketball team is still good. You know, they've lost, I think, once, maybe twice. I don't know. I know they lost to New Mission, but a lot of people going to lose to New Mission. Yeah. So I don't think you can really judge them. But they really showed up well in the Bovarini. They've been playing well ever since, and I still think they're going to be okay. But they could have been darn near unbeatable with him.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm looking at other games here. I'm looking at the games coming up tonight, Steve, and Friday night as we talk on Friday. And, you know, I guess one game that kind of, you know, one team rather, it's not necessarily a great matchup, I don't think, game-wise, but Peabody, you know, they looked pretty good. You know, I watched them the other day against Masconomet, and they played well as a team. It'll be interesting to see whether they can put it together. I know they host Salem on Tuesday.
Yeah, they have to. They're playing class. That's Swampscott.
Swampscott tonight. Yeah.
You're talking boys or girls here?
Boys, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, Swampscott boys have struggled. I saw Swampscott boys play Salem before Christmas, and it really wasn't much of a game. And you know, Salem, you know, it's a basketball school, you know, particularly with the boys. And Tommy Doyle's a great coach. And if Peabody, you know, if they can give Salem a game, I think it'll be a heck of an accomplishment for the Tanners. Be interesting to see how that all goes tonight with Swampscott.
Yeah, and I think actually another game that might be kind of interesting is I've seen Saugus a couple of times this year. I've been impressed with them when I've seen them for the most part. They'll be hosting English or be at English tonight. It'll be interesting to see how that plays out. Anything else, Steve, you want to look at?
I just want to say about Saugus is that you can never underestimate a team Paul Moran coaches because Paul knows what he's doing. I mean, he's goofy, but he knows what he's doing. He's a good coach. I would have to think that on the other side of that gym, English must be smart and pretty good from the beating they took the other night against Classical. So I don't think that they're going to walk into the gym assuming anything. And so that ought to be an interesting game.
Yeah, and finally, I'll just come back full circle to where you started, actually, Steve, and the Saugus girls basketball team. A little shout-out to them, and what a great start Coach Surrender has done with them this year, and, you know, congratulations to them.
Absolutely, and they're playing English tonight, and same situation, you know, for both teams, as we're talking about for the English boys, and, you know, one team's coming off a really lopsided loss, and I'm sure they want to get back on the horse as soon as they can. And English is coming off that horrendous, you know, overtime loss to Classical. You know, they get bad taste in their mouths, too. You get two mighty motivated teams going tonight against each other. That ought to be a good game, too.
All right, Steve, good talking with you, and we'll check back again soon.
Bill, take care. Thank you. Happy New Year.
Yeah, you too. Steve Krause, sports editor of the Daily Item of Lynn, here on MSO News Sports.